we had breakfast. I took Jay. Oh, we went to the Silver Skillet, a big fatty favorite, right? It's a lovely little throwback restaurant, the Silver Skillet, 14th Street. If you're ever in Atlanta, check it out. It's been featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and you know, their specialty, tons of specialty. But they seem to excel at the red eye gravy, yeah, and the country ham and the red eye gravy. Country, that is not spelled, you know what I mean.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's been featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2549 of the BFO for the right thread of November 2017, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I've got lots of voice letters for you. Yankee Penny. Hello, fall backers. Big Fatty, it's your favorite weekend of the year. You and the old gal. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, as you may have guessed, you are fall backers. Today, because y'all, this weekend, we fall back, we return to standard time, Big Fatty, and, y'all, that just means that, Big Fatty can, get home, record the little show, and immediately go to bed. Big Fatty, what else is new? Well, it'll be dark enough for me to go, oh, okay, that's different, but y'all, you know, I say it every year, and I'll continue to say it. Yes, Big Fatty, as long as there's a little show. Y'all, I love the standard time. I love it when it gets dark early in the evening, and y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely. And y'all remember, you move your clocks backward 1 hour before retiring. Big Fatty, you're not retiring until end of June. No, before retiring, like, to bed. Oh, well, that's very different. And y'all, then you get an extra hour of sleep. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, your calendar is awfully full. It's true, y'all. All I can say is there's a lot of fucking that goes on in February. Big Fatty. But y'all, starting tomorrow, Saturday, we have a formerly of the It's All About Meh. The All About Jeremy little show. Y'all, it is Jeremy. But he don't listen. No, Big Fatty, he does not listen. Neither does Mark and Ed. Well, anyway, okay. But y'all, they were just recently in the Hatlanta. And y'all, they were in the Hatlanta with our next birthday boy. Y'all, it is none other than the Haunt Cub. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Haunt Cub. Y'all, you know, the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy have been here at the villa on numerous occasions, and they were in Hatlanta at the same time. Mark and Ed were there. They were there with that George in Atlanta, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, then also on Saturday, which happens to be the full moon, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it is the Ramble Reed Heat. We love Ramble Reed Heat. And y'all have met Ramble Reed Heat numerous times out there in the Lost Wages. And just as nice as he can be. And y'all, then on Sunday, our first day of return to standard time, y'all, it is none other Then my dear, dear friend, yes, Big Fatty, your dear, dear friend, y'all. It is a celebration of exiting the birth canal of the one and only Miss Kitty. Big Fatty, we love Miss Kitty. It's true. So, y'all, if you see a Jeremy or the Hot Cub or the Ramble or Reed Heed or Miss Kitty on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, they all get an extra hour this weekend to eat their cake.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, okay, I've been meaning to ask this question for a while. So, go ahead, play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us today from the one and only Daniel Bima over there in that hat landed, not for long. Daniel, what you got?
So you watch Survivor every week, like I do, and you've been watching this existing season, the Healers versus Hustlers versus something, Heroes? I don't know. How have you not mentioned Ryan's enormous penis or Cole's enormous? It's like in every shot. It's like it is so distracting. You cannot see anything other than this boy's enormous penis in every shot. Why haven't you talked about it? What's the real story? We want to know. Thank you. I'll take my call. I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is that Daniel Bieber, formerly of the Dubious Intentions. And first of all, Daniel, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. We don't hear your voice very often anymore, but always lovely to hear it. Big Fatty, did he pull out his special equipment? Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. To call, yeah, I don't know, but it sounded very professional. You know, he is a sound specialist and excellent question, Daniel, and. Honest to hydrogen, I haven't noticed it. And you say it's Cole and Ryan. I've already watched this week's Survivor. I may have to go back and take a look.
Big Fatty, there may mean that Casey and Dipper will be on it soon too.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Rick and Jerry again. Sorry about the mix-up last night with Dance of the Stars, but we're watching last night's version of The Voice. The coal mine graduate isn't on there, so I hope you have your VCR set for tonight. He'll be on there. So hope you're tuning in to the Voice. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to say, y'all, that, of course, is my good friend Jerry and Rick and Jerry. Thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice again, even if you are putting out that fake news. Hey! That dancer that you had told me was going to be in the hospital and have to drop out, she danced just fine. And former coal miner. I do not watch The Voice, but I can go to the on demand. Big Fatty, that sounds very forceful. On demand, and take a look at it. But anyway, and Jerry, Granny and Durwood Nile, looking forward to seeing you and Rick and Aw Chris and Aw Brian. And our good friend Larry, next weekend over at the Haro Hotel. Yes, Big Fatty.
Rabbit, rabbit, Big Fatty. This is the Haunt Cub. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. Just wanted to call and say hi. It's been a month of Sundays since I called. Wanted to tell you what a wonderful time we had in Atlanta. Thank you to George and Wes and John. And it was lovely seeing Mark and Ed and Romo and Alan and Tim as well. But we had a great time. The Colonnade was wonderful. And we also liked the Silver Skillet. Although to me, the ham is like the mayonnaise is to you. So I clearly didn't get that. I actually had catfish for breakfast. I thought there was something I was going to tell you, but it's not coming to mind now. Anyway, this isn't really a question, so you don't have to cue the music, but I feel like we haven't heard about Miss Porter and Olive and all those folks in a while, so I hope everybody on that side of Charleston is doing well. Anyway, take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess you yelled out, of course, the birthday boy, Tamari. Y'all, that's the Haunt Cub. And Jay, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Freddy, he called the wrong number the other morning. He did. Y'all, he called my cellular telephonic device rather than the voice letter number. Big Freddy, he about pooped his pants when he did that. It's true he did. Jay, lovely to hear from you. And I'm glad you had a lovely time in the Hatlanta. I hear from listening to George in Atlanta's little show that you did indeed enjoy the colonnade, and you had the fried chicken, and the fried chicken is delicious, just delicious. And I am mortified that you do not like the country ham. Big Fatty, is it spelled? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. For Jay it is. Big Fatty Mulligan. It sounds to me like a fried catfish for breakfast might swim upstream on you all day long. But who knows? You know, fried catfish and a bowl of grits, you wouldn't be the first person that I know that would enjoy that. So, Jay and Ron, I hope that you two are planning on coming to Leather Weather at the Horror Hotel in January. We'll give you more information on that after next weekend. But anyway, as far as Miss Olive, Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, she is just fine. I think she has been away getting some new dancing gowns, of the Lost Wages variety. And as far as Miss Porter goes, she flew the coop a couple of years ago, so that we don't see Miss Porter anymore. But anyway, she's, I don't know how to explain it, but, let's just say Miss Porter's out of the picture nowadays. So, but anyway, thank you for calling. Yes, Big Fatty, save me a quarter of cake.
Is this Domino's Pizza? Domino's Pizza in downtown Tampa? Downtown Tampa? Guru Nudie would love all the works. All right, just send it over. All right. Okay. Ciao, baby. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I am floored. I am floored. Big Fatty, do you need help up? No, I am floored. Y'all, that is the one and only Guru Nudie in Tampa. Big Fatty, I thought he unsubscribed years ago. Well, evidently, you know, it's a season of miracles, so but Big Fatty, maybe we should send him a pizza pie since he sounds like he was hungry and confused. Well, maybe so, but Guru Nudie, I hope you and your
homosexual lover are doing well, and please don't wait so long to call us back again, and we'll work on getting you a pizza pie. Big Fatty, does he like anchovies? No, I don't think he likes fish. Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi.
Little Sally came home from school with a smile on her face and told her mother, "Frankie Brown showed me his weenie today at the playground." Before the mother could raise concern, Sally went on to say, "It reminded me of a peanut." Relaxing with a hidden smile, Sally's mom asked, "Really small, was it?" Sally replied, "No, salty." Her mom fainted. Have a good day.
Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Big, but it was a good one. Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the right kerfuffle. It's
just nice. It's just a nice way to start the weekend when Jimmy Bear calls us and gives us a right kerfuffle. And Jimmy Bear, thank you for that. And I hope you have a lovely full moon weekend. Yes, Big Freddy!
Yeah, I got to say, now, y'all, you know that Princess Hannah for the gay grandma sent me these Airhead Bites, and she had sent me a message saying, "Oh, Big Fatty, have you tried the Airhead Bites?" I said, "No, I'm going to try them on the air." So, y'all, I'm gonna open the little package today and try them. Big Fatty, I thought you were trying to eat better. Well, I'm going to eat them as well as I can. Okay, Big Fatty. So, y'all, we're just going to... I know Steve the Tater loves it when people eat on the show. But here we go. And, yeah, it's kind of looking... The consistency of like chewing gum, but they're sour. This is the fruit flavor. That was a green apple. What is this blue in here? Yo, why is it? I think it's raspberry flavor. Why is it raspberries blue? I don't know. Yesterday, Thursday, y'all, it was just, you're gonna fall on the floor when I tell you this. 3 weeks ago yesterday is Thanksgiving Day. Big Fatty, I hadn't even bought my turkey. And 3 weeks from today is month for right. I have an orange one now. Oh, that one's pretty good. Christmas time, these are, I take it back, it's not like chewing gum, it's kind of like eating Starburst, but it's almost got a little candy coating on the outside of it, Big Fatty is the difference, so I'm just going to sit here and eat the rest of these while y'all listen to this music. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a cherry one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That one's pretty good. Oh, dear. Gosh, y'all, I'm sure, excuse me, I got a little something in my mouth here. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, old Veda. I'm taking old Veda to the Aeropuerto today. Big Fatty, is that Mexican for... Ariel Puerto, it is. And y'all, I'm not going to tell you where he's going, but I think he's lost his mind. But I see I've got a voice letter from him, and I'll probably have a couple of more by the time next week gets here. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that George in Atlanta. And George, what do you like to tell people when they ask you about listening to the BFO?
It's been featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, Big Fatty, I think it's only been featured on Dives and
and dumps.
You can leave a comment Big on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use just been featured on dumps. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
Well, you know, I forgot to tell everybody that I had
ruined
one. I say
and ask a question,
tonight,
or just matter what the fat one. The special chair.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.